Someone phoned me up recently from the United States. He was at a chuppah, and he was standing right next to the chuppah, and he heard the rav, who was Masada Kiddushin, instruct the chassan as what to do. Now, one normally, when it comes to the Maaseh Kiddushin, the actual act of the Kiddushin, one takes a ring, and one says, "Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li," the Tabah of Tukadat Moshe Yisrael, and then one gives the ring to the woman one wishes to marry. And that's the notion of the Rambam. How does one get married? One takes a Shofet Pruta, Oymelo Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li, or an equivalent notion, Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li, V'Nais Nolo B'Fnei Eidim. And then, subsequently, having said that, you give the ring to the woman in front of two Eidim. However, in this particular case, the gentleman who phoned me up heard the Rav telling the Kohen to give the colour the ring and then say, Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li. Now, before the Kohen had a chance to do it, the man who was standing next to him didn't want to contradict the Rav in front of him, so he said quietly, make sure you still hold on to the ring while you say Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li. So what actually happened was, the Kohen put the ring on the caliph's finger, while still holding on, he started off by saying, Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li. Then he let go, and he carried on the Tabatu, and then at some stage he grabbed hold of it again and finished off with the Kedosh Moshe Yisrael. That's Kalamaisa. So the Shaila is, they phoned me up the next day, and they said, do we need to do a new Kiddushin? Is the Kiddushin valid, or is it not valid? If it's invalid, we need to do a new Kiddushin, because you can't live together as man and wife without a chuppah of a Kiddushin. So, the Shaila has already been discussed by early authorities. There's a Sefer HaMakneh, it's part of the Sefer Flor, written by Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz from Frankfurt, and he says that you have to make sure that you finish saying the word Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li before you give the ring. But if you give the ring first, then it's going to be no good. And he goes further, and he says, not only is it no good if you say it afterwards, but even if you say immediately after you've given the ring, Toch Kedei Dibur, in this short space of time, you say, Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li, it's still not going to help. Now, what does he mean by this? Well, the general principle, the Gemara in the Dorim says, that Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedimur Domi. That if you say, for example, a Neder, then you can always retract in a short, very, very short space of time. The space of time is defined as Toch Kedei Dibur, as long as it takes to speak. And the Gemara says, as long as it takes to speak, is Shalom Alecha Mori. If you were to give Shalom to your Rebbe, if he was walking past, and you need a few seconds to say that, so you've got that amount of space of time to retract. If you retract during that space of time, then you've cancelled out your original statement. But, says the HaMakneh, in the case where you've already given a ring, and you haven't said anything, then you can't retract and say out maliciously, even Toch Kedei Dibur. Now why not? Well, the first thing is, what is the effect that you've done by giving the woman the ring without saying anything? Says HaMakneh, if someone goes over to somebody else without saying anything, and without the receiver saying anything either, and he gives him something, without any interaction between the two, then we assume that he's giving it as a present, as a matana. Well, in that case, if the chosen gives the color of the ring without saying anything, then now he's giving it to her, it belongs to her. It's a matana. Once it belongs to her, you can't do a kiddushin with it anymore. Because you have to do a kiddushin with the husband's ring. But if he's already given it to the wife, it belongs to her, it's too late for him now to be able to do kiddushin with it. Well, why can't we say that Toch Kedei Dibur, I can retract from my original matana and make it into a kiddushin? Says, I'm not saying you can't do that, because Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't work to cancel out an action. It only works to cancel out something which you've said. For example, a neder in our example. If you said a neder, then Toch Kedei Dibur you can retract. But, when it comes to an action, you can't retract from an action just by saying, I've changed my mind, even Toch Kedei Dibur. And therefore, once he gives the ring over to the colour without saying anything, we assume it's a matana, it's a present. Once it's a present, it belongs to her, and it's too late to retract, even Toch Kedei Dibur. And says, I'll prove to you that you can't retract from a kinyan Toch Kedei Dibur. Because the Gemara says, the Temura, that if someone makes something hektish, you want to donate something to the Beit HaMikdash, you say, how is that hektish? And it automatically belongs to hektish. Now, in the case of Hekrish, you don't actually have to do a kinyan, any transfer of ownership. By speaking alone, it transfers the ownership. And the Gemara says, if you say, how is the Hekrish, then you can't retract and change your mind, even Tosfos Dei Dibur. And the reason given is, because Amirot and the Gevoya Kim Sfirot of Hekrish. In the case of making something Hekrish, since there's no one to actually do a kinyan on the other side, so the way it works is just by speaking, it will automatically transfer the ownership over to the Hekrish. So, when you make something hektish, your speech is so powerful that it's as if you've actually given it over Kimsirot and the Hedim. And therefore, the Gemara says you can't retract even Tosfos Dei Dibur. Says the Hamakna. So you see that Kimsirot and the Hedim, if you were to give something over to an ordinary person, you cannot retract Tosfos Dei Dibur. And that's how we can learn that a hektish, just by speaking, is as if you've given it over, and therefore you can't retract Tosfos Dei Dibur. If hektish is learned from a regular matone, it follows that it must be that by a regular matone you can't retract Tosfos Dei Dibur.
Even though everybody knows he didn't mean to give Matana here, everybody knows it's a chosm.
That's an important point. We'll come to that. We'll come to that shortly. We're taking a scenic route today. So says the Hamakne. If it's true, since the Gemara proves that Amirasa the Gevur comes to Amirasa the Hedges, you can't retract Tosfos Dei Dibur. It must be that Amirasa the Hedges, a regular Matana, you can't retract even Tosfos Dei Dibur. And therefore, if someone gives someone to something else, and he doesn't say anything at all, we'll assume it's a matana, and then even if he changes his mind, or says, I want to give it to Kiddushin, whatever it should be, it's too late, because even if it's Tosfos Dei Dibur, it's too late, because the Dibur can't, the Machane explains, why is it too late? He says, because normally if you say something, then you can retract Tosfos Dei Dibur, your later speech will cancel out your earlier speech. But once you've done an action by giving over something, then ain't Dibur Mabatul Maisa, you can't cancel out your actions by changing your mind and saying something else. It's not going to work. The only way it would work is that the person were to give it back to you, and then you could do with it whatever you wanted. It would be yours. But if they don't give it back, just by talking, you can't cancel out your original speech. So says Amakna. And therefore, he concludes that in the case of a Kiddushin, if the Chosim were to give the ring first and then say Arim Kiddushin Li, it wouldn't work. Unless the Kala would actually give it back to him as a present, and once it's his, he can then give it to her again. So says Amakna. That's what he says. Ramakne has an interesting shaila. The Gemara actually says that Tosfos Dei Dibur Kedibur Domi, except for four different things. There are a number of things which start where you can't retract Tosfos Dei Dibur, and one of them is actually Kiddushin. The Gemara says about the Kiddushin, the Gerushin. You can't retract on the Kiddushin. So if you were actually to give something and say, Hari Atm Kiddushin Li, and then give it, then you can't retract after and say, I don't really want to, even Tosfos Dei Dibur. Well, Ramakne asked for himself, if according to him, Ramakne, according to what I've just proved, any time you give a kinyan to somebody else, you can't retract afterwards, because they didn't give a remarkable. So therefore, if you give a ring over and say, Haret Mekadeshus Li, so that's a kiddushin, so you can't retract Tosfos Dei Dibur. So what's the kiddush of the Gemara? That Tosfos Dei Dibur always works except for kiddushin. Kiddushin is in effect a kinyan. You give it over to you give the ring over to the wife, and then with that's a kinyan. You say, and if you said Haret Mekadeshus Li previously, it's a kiddushin, well obviously you can't retract, because every kinyan you can't retract according to the Hamakne. So Hamakne, well, I might have thought kiddushin would be different, because kiddushin actually involves two things. It involves an action and it involves talking. You give over the ring, and before you give over the ring you actually speak and you say Haret Mekadeshus Li. So I might have thought that although I can't cancel out my action, but if Tosfos Dei Dibur I change my mind and cancel out what I said, I mean, I say Haret Mekadeshus Li and give the ring and then change my mind and say I don't want it to be a condition, so I've cancelled out my Dibur, and therefore all I'm left with is an action without a Dibur by condition is meaningless. So I might have thought that works, and that's why the Gemara has to tell you condition doesn't work, because there's a special Chumrah by condition that doesn't work. You can't retract. But in principle, he says, every normal case of giving over my Matana, you can't retract even Tosfos Dei Dibur. There's two problems, potential problems with this Hamakna. The first one is the assumption that whenever someone gives something over to somebody else, it's automatically a matana. Now that, actually, not necessarily so. It appears to be a machlokes rishonim. There's a run in Ksubas, the end of Ksubas, who quotes from the Rashbam, if someone gives over something to somebody else, without speaking, without talking about it, b'chlal, then we don't assume that it's automatically a matana. We assume it's a pikodin, or a havor. We assume he's given it to him, but he wants it back afterwards. There's no reason to assume that he's given to him in presence. However, the one himself, in Kiddushin Daf Hei, says that anyone who gives something over to someone else, without expressing any intention, then we do assume it's a matana. So we've actually got a machlokes rishonim. The Ktos, in Simchin Samach Gimel, Sikot Tes, brings down these two opinions. Both the Rishonim bring proofs to their opinion, and the Sotra pushes aside both proofs as being not conclusive. And he concludes that it seems to be from the point of view that it's a sophic. Because it's a machlokes of the we are sophic whether it's actually a matana or not. So that's the first nekuda. The matana assumes it's a matana, might not necessarily be a matana, it might be merely a pikudin, something to look after that still belongs to the husband. But the big tele is the continuation of that matana. The matana says that if you give a matana to somebody, you can't retract even first day dibur. And that's a pele because it's a shulchan aruch which says mafurish in kosher mishpat simukut tzadikhei, that all kinyonim you can retract tofid edibul. Now kinyon still you can actually retract even after that. So as long as you're still discussing a sukim by kinyon, you can always retract. But all the other kinyonim the shulchan aruch says you can retract tofid edibul. Even if you perform the kinyon an act of acquisition, you can change your mind and retract before you. The amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. And this is based on a Beis Yosef who quotes the whole string of Rishonim who say it Mefurish. And there is one dissenting opinion that says in certain cases of Kinyonim like Mashiach and Agbor you can't retract over the devil. But the Beis Yosef says that this opinion when weighed up against all the other opinions of Rishonim we can ignore, and therefore the Beis Yosef fixes in the Shulchan Aruch the Paschal Halach and the Maaser. Then all kinyonim need to be chayzus tofid edibul, and he doesn't bring down any dissenting opinion, and nor does the Ramah, and nor does anybody else in the Shulchan Aruch there. So the Hamakne who says that if the chosn keeps the color in without saying anything, it's automatically a matana, and therefore he can't say harem kadeshes liachakach even tofid edibul because it's too late because it belongs to her, and he can't even retract tofid edibul from the present. Nisharila. According to all the other Rishonim, it wouldn't be a problem. Even if we were to assume it was a matana, tofkid edibur, in the next few seconds, you can always retract, just like you can retract from any other matana which you give somebody. And if you can retract and change your mind, so you obviously change it into a condition as well, and say, I don't want it to be a matana, I want it to be a condition, so there should be no problem whatsoever. The Hamakneh seemed to have brought a proof. What was the proof of the Hamakneh? That you can't retract, even tofkid edibur, because the Gemara says, I mean, also the Gevur came to also the hedges. By kiddushin, by hekdush, the Gemara says you can't retract tofid edibul because by speaking it's as if you've given it over. So it says Amakne, if by speaking it means it's as if you've given it over, and therefore you can't retract even tofid edibul, it must follow that by giving something over you can't retract tofid edibul. So the ksos not necessarily. On the contrary, the reason why you can retract is because in fact, just like the Amakne himself says by kiddushin, every kiddushin requires an action and a talking. So the ksos, actually, every kinyan requires an action and talking. If I give over a matana, I give the person a present, and I explain what it is, or I tell the person, do a kinyan. So this is the ksos anyway. In which case, in every kinyan I can retract tofid edibul, because by retracting on my speech, I've cancelled out my intentions, so the action becomes meaningless. But in the case of hekdush, on the contrary, I mean, also the gvok kibsi also the edge, it means, that my speech is so strong, it has the effect of making the kinyan as well, and the object now belongs to Hekdish. Well, such a powerful form of speech, which creates already a kinyan, that I can't retract, because it's like an action. It's like an action by itself. And an action by itself, I can never retract with my speech, tofid edibul. That's what the Gemara means by Hekdish. But every other kinyan, on the contrary, since every other kinyan I can't effect just by speaking, I have to do an action as well, an action and speaking, so even if I do the action, by retracting from my speech, I can retract from the whole kinyan. The speech it becomes meaningless because I've retracted, and therefore the action is nothing without any speech.
Why the heck is not action and
dibble? It has. On the contrary, it has the action and the dibble, but since the dibble is so powerful that it has the effect of an action, you can't, such a speech cannot be cancelled out by a later tofkidei dibul, off the dibul, mabatul dibul. This dibul is more powerful. We can't split it into two and look at it as a dibul and a maaser. We say this dibul is a maaser itself, it's kin to us of edges. And therefore a later dibul, we can't say off the dibul, mabatul dibul, because actually mabatul a maaser. Yeah. The odd thing is that it's not only a hamakne who seems to say that you can't retract on a kinyan tofkidei dibul. It's actually a Taz as well. The Taz seems to say the same thing, and not only that, but the Taz seems to learn that it's mafurish written in the Torah. The Torah is in Ebenezer, it's in Melamaches, and again it's talking about Kiddushin. Now, as we know, every kinyan or every kiddushin or everything that one does, one can attach a condition to it. One can attach a tanai. For example, a man can give a ring to a woman and say, Harat Mukideshis leave, I'll manof that if it rains tomorrow, it should be a kiddushin, but if it doesn't rain tomorrow, it shouldn't be a kiddushin. That's called a tanai. Now, the various halachas, when you can use a tanai and how the tanai works. For example, you need a tanai kofel, you need to say that the conditions both way round. One of the conditions in Hilchos Tanoim is that you have to have the tanai kodem lemaisa. Now, what does that mean? The condition must come before the action. Well, the vast majority of Rishonim learn that that means to say that when you say the condition, you have to say the condition before you say the action. So, for example, if you want to marry someone on condition that it rains tomorrow, you have to say, if it rains tomorrow, this should be a kiddushin. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, it shouldn't be. That's the tanai, kodem lemaisa. You said the condition before the action. But if you were to say it the other way around, you were to say, this should be a kiddushin, this should be a kiddushin if it rains, and it shouldn't be a kiddushin if it doesn't rain, so you said the action first, so that's maisa kodem le tanai, and that doesn't work. So most Rishonim learn. However, the Rambam says, no, tanai kodem lemaisa means you have to say the tanai before you do the action. But if you do the action and then say the tanai, it doesn't work. So the Rambam says, for example, if you were to say, Ariat Mukudeshis Libatabasu, and give the ring, and then say, if it rains tomorrow, it should be conditioned, and if it doesn't, it shouldn't. And that's called Maisa Kodem Latanai, because first you did the Maisa, and then you said the Tanai, and that's no good. It doesn't work. So this is the Rambam. So the Torah quotes this Rambam, that's the explanation of Tanai Kodem Maisa, Maisa Kodem Tanai. And the Torah says, no, that's not what it means. Tanai Kodem Maisa means, as we said, you say the Tanai before the Maisa, but not you do. Not you say the tanai, and before you say the maisa, but not that you have to actually say the whole thing before the maisa. He says, in any way, in the Rambam's case, even without the halachas of tanai, kodem and the maisa, it's obvious it's not going to work. Because once you've said Aaron Mekadesh Asli and you've given the ring, then you can't add the condition after that anyway. Because it's too late. And even if you were to add a condition, Toshka they did, or it's too late. Because you've already said Aaron Mekadesh Asli and you've given a ring. So the Rambam example of first doing the Maisa and then saying the Tanai, and it doesn't work because of the problem of Tanai Kodem Lemaisa, says the Torah is not going to work for a different reason. It's too late. Once you've given the condition, obviously you can't add on a Tanai. You don't need halakhos of Tanai Kodem Lemaisa to tell you that. So the Torah says Tanai Kodem Lemaisa means something else. It means everything has to take place obviously before the Kiddushin, but you have to say the Tanai before the Maisa. So says as Taz, we see from this Torah that it doesn't work, even if you said Hariyat Mekadishishli and you've given a ring. You can't even say Toshka they did, or add in a condition. Why can't you add in a condition Toshka they did? Well, what's the problem? So you see from the Torah that once you've done an action of a kinyan, you say I hurry up my conditions and you give them the ring, it's too late to be closer. You can't be closer, even Toshka they did. You can't retract, and therefore you can't add a condition either. You can't add a condition, then you don't need any Hilchos Tanoim, and it's not going to work anyway. So this is the Torah. Now again, the Ktsof, this time in Kuf Tzadik Hei, brings this Taz and he says, I don't understand. With the Shulchan Aruch clearly pasquins, and no one argues that all kinyanim you can retract. There's no problem at all. How on earth did the Taz learn from this Torah that you can't retract Tokedei Dibur of doing a kinyan? The Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish in Choshen Mishpat that you can retract from any kinyan Tokedei Dibur. You've always got a few seconds to retract. So what does the Torah mean when he says that once you've said Hariat Mekudeshes Li, he says, and then you give the ring, you can't add a condition? Why can't we add a condition? Well, the Ksos doesn't explain it, but the Bach does. The Bach says it doesn't work for a different reason. As we pointed out before, the Gemara says that you can always retract Toshkadei Dibur Kedibur Domini except for four things, and one of them is Kiddushin and Geirushin. So in the Torah's case in Siman Lamed Ches in Evan Ezer, we're actually talking about a mighty Kiddushin, of actually a mighty of getting married. If you say Hariat Mekudeshesli and you give over the ring, then you can never retract Tokedei Dibur, because the Gemara in the Zohar says that all Kiddushin you can't retract Tokedei Dibur. Now that's why the Torah says it's not going to work, even if you add conditions the right way around or the wrong way around, once you've done it. Not because all Kinyonim you can't retract Tokedei Dibur. On the contrary, all other Kinyonim you can retract. If you want to give them a Matana, you can retract Tokedei Dibur. You've got a few seconds to change your mind. But when it comes to Kiddushin, you can't. If you've given a ring to Aaron Mekadesh's Li, and then you want to retract, that's too late, because that Tokedei Dibur like Kiddushin doesn't work. That's what the Torah means when he says on the Rambam, it's definitely not going to work. But you can't learn from there that all other kinyonim you can't retract. All other kinyonim you can retract. Only by Kiddushin you can't retain, as the Gemara says.
Why does the Rambam disagree?
The Rambam evidently holds you can add a Tanai afterwards. Now the only problem is you've got a separate problem of Tanai Kaven and Maisa according to the Rambam. And if not for that, you could add in a condition after you've given a ring for Kiddushin Tokadik. Well, it seems to be the explanation is that the Rambam holds that adding a condition is not called retracting. If I were to give a Matana and say, I've changed my mind afterwards, that's called retracting. And that might work Tokadei Dibur. With Kiddushin, that's not going to work. If I give a ring, if I say, Harim Kadesh Asi, and I give a ring, and then I say, even Tokadei Dibur, I've changed my mind, the Gemara says it's not going to work, you can't change your mind. But if you add in a condition, that might be different. I haven't changed my mind, I've explained further what I intended to do, on condition that. And that wouldn't be a problem. The Torah doesn't hold of that. The Torah says on the Rambam, you can't add any condition after you've given a condition. Presumably because he holds, there's an opinion of Rav Sadia Gaon, brought down by the Beis Yosef, and interestingly the Mordechai in the name of the Maharam also quotes it, which says that even to explain what you meant after you've started doing a condition that you can't do, because that's also called retraction. And since the Torah was the son of the Rosh Hashanah, as we heard earlier, was the Talmud of the Maharam, it would follow that he holds with that opinion. And therefore it comes out that according to the Torah, once you've said Harit Kadesh Lim, you've given the ring, you can't retract. As the Gemara says, you can't even add a condition and you can't even explain yourself. It's too late. Once you've given the ring, it's too late. You can't change your mind. Whereas according to the Rambam, you can't retract after you've given the Kiddushin. But, if you wanted to, you could explain yourself by saying, and I mean to say that this is only on the following condition. That's not called a retraction, and that would work. At any rate, what comes out from all of this? According to the Hamakne, if you give a ring without saying Hariat Mekadeshus, you've got a problem. If you say Harriet Mekadeshus and you give a ring, then you can't retract even Tokadei Dibur. Well, that's clear. That's the Gemara in the Torah that by Kiddushin you cannot retract from even Tokadei Dibur. But in the Hamakne's case, you didn't say Harriet Mekadeshus. On the contrary, you first gave the ring and then you wanted to say Harriet Mekadeshus. Now, if you first gave the ring, says Hamakne, that's called a present. It's not a Kiddushin. You're not giving it for marriage. If it's a present, says Hamakne, a present, you also can't retract Tokadei Dibur, just like by Kiddushin and just like by Hekdesh. However, not all the Rishayim and according to the Shulchan Aruch Vesh Mishpat, it's true that if you were to say out Mekadeshus Li, you can't retract. But if you don't say out Mekadeshus Li, even if we were to assume it was a present, you could still retract Tokadei Dibur by all Kinyonim and change your mind and say, on the contrary, I wanted to be the same condition and it should work. So in theory, in our case, there shouldn't be a problem, even though our Machna says it is a problem. According to what we've discussed, it should be no problem. Even if we assume that he gave the ring as a present, since Tokadei Dibur, within a few seconds, he said, Ariat Mekadeshus Li, that would mean that he's retracted, he's changed it into Kiddushin, there's no reason why it shouldn't work. Now, in our case, it might be actually a little bit better. This is what was pointed out earlier. Although, by Kiddushin, the husband has to say, Ariat Mekadeshus Li, but there are occasions where, even if he doesn't say anything, it works. The Gemara's case is, if a man and a woman were discussing getting married together, they'd agreed in principle to get married, and were discussing how they were going to set up their home. And during the course of the discussion, the husband would pull out a ring and give it to the wife, even if he didn't say anything, that would constitute a kiddushin, provided there were two witnesses there, etc. Why? Because the very fact of discussing getting married is enough to indicate to us that by giving the ring, he intends to get married to her. So in that case, he doesn't have to say Ariat Mekadeshus Li. It's good enough that he gives it over without saying anything. That constitutes a Kiddushin. Well, in that case, as we pointed out before, in our particular case, we're talking about a Chosna Mekala who's standing under the chuppah. She's wearing a white dress. He's got his top hat on. And they've been Meshudochim before, and it's been arranged that this couple are going to get married. So, Lechora, that should be enough to constitute a Medaba Imar Iskik Vishel. And therefore, even if he gives over the ring without saying anything at all, it should be no problem whatsoever. Because that itself indicates that he's giving it over as a Shem Kiddushin and not as a Matana, not as a present. And in fact, we find our concept that our Chuppah nowadays is as good as Medaba Imar Iskik Vishel in Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, as the Gemara says, if you say Harriat Mekadeshus and you don't finish off the phrase, you don't say to who. You say, you are married, but you don't say need to me. Well, in theory, you could be a shliach on behalf of someone else. You could be marrying her to somebody else. So that expression doesn't work. It's an inconclusive expression. It's a yad she'ina mechiyach. Hariat Mekadeshus, without saying li, is inconclusive and doesn't work. says Rav HaShulchan, but if it's a Chochmah Kala standing under the chuppah, then even if he doesn't say, Li, I want you to marry me, he obviously means to him, because that's what he's doing there. We all know that's what he's there for. So that would be good enough to say Ahari HaMukadesh without saying Li. So in our case, the same thing. Even if he didn't say anything at all, I thought it should be good enough, because the very fact that they want to get married together is enough of an indication that when he gives over the ring without saying anything, it's not a problem. It might be a little bit problematic in our case, because in our case it's actually worse. If the person were to give, the person were to give over the ring without saying anything, that would be fine. But if he speaks after he's given it over, it might actually make things worse. Because if he doesn't say anything, we'll assume he's giving it over for kiddushin. But if he says it afterwards, then it might indicate he doesn't want it to be the same kiddushin, he only wants the kiddushin to work after he's already given it. Because he didn't say anything beforehand, he only spoke afterwards. First he gives the ring, and then says Hari Amu Kadeshis, might indicate that had he not said anything, we would have assumed he was giving it over for Kiddushin. But since he's delayed it and only said it afterwards, might indicate that till now, he didn't want to do the Kiddushin. Now we know that he actually didn't want to, even though it was Madaba Imar Iskir Kiddushin. So that might cause a problem. Again, all this is only according to the Hamakleh, in order to be initiated. But according to all other Rishonim, even if he gave it as a present, as long as he said, Turkey they did it within a few seconds, Hari Amu Kadeshis, he can always retract. There will be no problem. Finally, in our case, it might be better for an additional reason. As we mentioned at the beginning, the chosn actually held on to the ring before he finished speaking. He put the ring on her finger, but still holding on to it, he said, Ariat Mukadeshus Li, and then he let go. Well, in this case, it's very possible we can consider it as not having been given to the kala, as long as he's still holding on to it. Because if it's on the chosn's hand, he's still holding onto the ring, even if he puts it on the finger of the kala, it still arguably belongs to the chosn until the chosn lets go and the kala does a kiddush on it. So in that case, even though he put the ring on her finger first, since he was still holding onto it when he said Hari Atma Kudesh's lead, there should be no problem. It should be as if he's first spoken and then done the kinyan, because the kinyan doesn't take place till he lets go. And even though he didn't finish off by saying Hari Atma Kudesh's lead Kedas Moshe Bishrol, he let go before he finished. But it doesn't matter, because as the Rosh Hashulchan said, even just saying Hari Atma Kodeshes under the chuppah would be good enough if you said it before you actually gave over the ring. So in this case, when he was holding on to it, and he said Hari Atma Kodeshes, and then let go, that would also be okay. And I would argue that even if he didn't say Hari Atma Kodeshes, he just started off by saying Hari Atma, that would also be good enough in our case. Because the only problem is that if he doesn't say anything, according to Hamak, they will assume it's a matona. In our case, since it's under the chuppah, there's no reason to assume it's a matona. Unless, possibly, if he speaks later, that indicates the opposite. But in this case, as long as he starts speaking before he's done the kinyan, and he says, hurry up, we already know it's not going to be a matona, because he doesn't say hurry up if he's giving a matona. So we know already he intends it for kiddushin, and then we don't need to say anything at all, because even if he doesn't say anything at all, since they're standing under the chuppah, it's clear that it's the double imir as kiddushel, and therefore would be fine. Just to end with, interestingly enough, 2 points. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch, although the Rambam says, when he explains to you how to do a Kiddushin, the Rambam says, first you say, Hari Atma Kodesh Shdi, and then you give the ring. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch, and Ever Ezra, swaps the other way around. And he says, how do you do, Bekesef Keter, how do you do Kinin Keser? Noisem Rob Bechnei Shnayim, Kuter Shavu, Kuter Vayimel Hari Atma Kodesh Shdi. You give the ring, and you say, Hari Atma Kodesh Shdi. That's the other way around. And interestingly, the Gemara seems to say the same thing. Tony Rabbanon, Bekesef Keter, Nosem Rob Keter, Beshavu Keter, actually the Gemara says the other way around the world, that you can give the ring and then say Hari Atma Kodeshes. So it seems to be that the weight of halachic opinion is against the Machna, that as long as you really say it's totally people, there should be no problem whatsoever. Certainly if you're still holding on to the ring, it would seem to be okay. And finally, the Shulchan Ezer, who's one of the poskim from one of the later Acharonim, writes when he talks about Hilchos Kiddushin, he says that the minhag is that the way you do the Kiddushin is you put the ring on the kala's finger, and while still holding on to it, you say, Hari Atma Kodeshes Li. So the Shulchan Aruch actually says that was the minhag in where he came from, to do it in exactly the same way as our Chosn did it. So, halacha l'maaseh, although in some cases our Machnah might have a problem and make you do another Kiddushin, the vast majority of opinions would hold that as long as you said Hari Atma Kodeshes, Turkele Dibble, there should be no problem, it should be Kiddushin. Even if you didn't say Turkele Dibble, if you're standing under the chuppah, that would probably be enough, as if you hadn't said, it's no worse than not saying anything at all. And certainly, if you were holding on to the ring while you were saying it, there should be no problem at all, and you won't need to do a new Kiddushin. And other, according to the Shulchan Ezer, that's even the normal way to do a Kiddushin.